The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio and our listener support specials continue. Send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Well, this has been a great listener support campaign so far. I particularly want to thank Joshua, who became a monthly supporter through our Patreon campaign at patreon.greatdetectives.net, and he became a supporter at the Shamus level of $4 or more a month. You can also contribute at the rookie level of $2 a month, Detective Sergeant at $7.14, Master Detective at $15 a month, and Chief of Detectives at $30 a month. A full list of available levels and thank you gifts are at patreon.greatdetectives.net. You can also support the show on a one-time basis. I appreciate everybody who supports the show, you know, not just in this campaign, but throughout the years since our, you know, essentially for the last 6 years, it's been entirely, you know, listener support providing that show. So I am eternally grateful for all your support. And we turn to our very last Patreon listener special, and I put out a call on the Facebook page for listeners to suggest a program they'd like to hear as a listener support special. I left it very open, and a request comes from Norman, who asked for Straight Arrow, which is entirely outside of the detective genre, but we'll give it a go. Straight Arrow was actually a Western program that aired over the Mutual system from 1948 to 1951, twice a week, and was very popular. I originally came upon it because it starred Howard Culver, who we heard a while back in The Adventures of Ellery Queen. Culver plays the role of Rancher Steve Adams, who was a Comanche orphan adopted by a white family and who inherited the family ranch when the parents died. And he fights injustice as Straight Arrow. It's a very interesting dual identity and certainly would have provided the writers plenty to explore. There are not a whole lot of episodes of the series out there. There are several partial episodes, but I could only find two episodes that were intact with the audio not all awful. So we'll take a listen to one of them, and this may be the last episode of the series. The original air date, June the 21st, 1951, and the title is Long Summer.
Keen eyes fixed on a flying target. A gleaming arrow set against a rawhide string. A strong bow bent almost to the breaking point. And then... Straight Arrow! Nabisco's Shredded Wheat presents Straight Arrow, a thrilling new adventure story from the exciting days of the Old West. To friends and neighbors alike, Steve Adams appeared to be nothing more than the young owner of the Broken Bow cattle spread. But when danger threatened innocent people, and when evildoers plotted against justice, then Steve Adams' rancher disappeared. And in his place came a mysterious, stalwart Indian, wearing the dress and war paint of a Comanche, riding the great golden Palomino Fury, galloping out of the darkness to take up the cause of law and order throughout the West, comes the legendary figure of Straight Arrow. Mesquite Molly did not know which way to turn. She'd gone out on the prairie with young Roger Catlett to gather some of the flowers that had sprung up after the rain. Raji was too small to realize that the Indian and white man they spotted in a nearby hollow were dangerous.
Who are they, Mesquite Man?
Hush, Raji. Drop down out of sight, pronto.
You think it's us?
Lord have mercy. I'd as soon run into a nest of rattlesnakes as them two. A renegade Indian and a black-hearted...
Oh, howdy! Where? That way!
Mesquite Man, are they...
Hush, Raji. I better have a look, see. Oh, Lord have mercy, that does it. They did spot us, saw the brush waving.
They're coming, Jim.
They won't get you, Raji. You stay hid, do you understand? Stay right where you are, as still as a spotted fawn. And afterwards, when you get the chance, you run, run, and tell your folks and tell Steve Adams.
But Steve, where are you going?
Stay here. Don't you make a move.
Well,
if you're looking for me, I'm right here.
Quiet, thunder, it's a female.
Yeah, that's right, Racklin. I tell you, I see brush move.
That's right, ma'am. Keep right on coming this way. Mighty anxious to talk to you.
All I was doing was just gathering posies. You two startled me so much coming on unexpected like I had no notion. What's that gun for?
You had no notion. You know blasted well who I am. You know who this engine is likewise.
No, I don't. Well, I don't know I do now.
Don't try to pull the wool over my eyes.
Don't let go of me. Let go. Oh, now look what you've done. Made me drop my flowers in my mirror.
All right, then pick it up. Never mind the flowers. You're coming with us, Savvy.
Oh, but
I said you're coming with us. There's a big powwow planned over at Thunder Rock. A peace powwow between the Indian tribes and the white settlers. And me
you're
and
you're scheming to stop it. You let go, okay? Let go
of
me now.
No, you don't.
Stop that.
Yeah, your wife, all right. Two wives to let loose. Sling her across your pony.
Go.
We're getting out of here.
I can't understand it. Here it's turned dark already and no sign of Raji either.
Your boy went with Mesquite Molly, Miss Catlett?
We shouldn't have let him. He was just crazy to pick flowers, but we shouldn't
have... Now, Abby, don't take on.
Oh, Carl, I can't help it. Our boy, our little son. Oh, this terrible country. Who knows what might have happened with wild Indians and...
Miss Catlett, stop it. All of you, stop it.
Adams, my wife is right about one thing. Everybody knows most of the Indians can't be trusted.
They can be. They're peaceable. Well, there's going to be a big gathering at Thunder Rock. White and Indians both. They'll sign a peace treaty and everything will...
Hey, there he is.
Fine, Cactus, look at
him. I see him, Packy. Look, ma'am.
Oh, Carl, it's Raji. Look, Carl, our boy, Raji.
Raji. Raji, boy, are you all right?
Oh,
easy now.
Oh, Carl, let me.
Here he is.
Raji, darling, it's so late. Mother was worried.
I'm all right, Mama. We were just picking flowers, and then we saw them.
Son, where's Mesquite Molly?
They took her.
Who was it, Raji? Tell us.
It was an Indian, mister. What? And they grabbed her. Then they rode off.
By gravy, what are we standing around here for? Everybody run, every man jacket.
Yeah.
Saddle up your ponies and grab your gun. Come on, we got no time to wait. Hurry up, we've got to fight
now. No, Packy, hold on.
But Steve...
Let them go, partner. It's dark, they'll be out all night. Packy, I got a hunch there's a heap sight more to this, and there appears to be. Why did they grab Mesquite in the first place? All right, this way, Packy. We're heading for Sundown Valley in the hidden cave. While they're lost in the darkness, I'm riding out as Straight Arrow.
So Steve Adams is heading for Sundown Valley in his Comanche war paint. A sure sign there's some excitement ahead. Mesquite Molly has been taken prisoner by the ringleaders of a plot to bring war and destruction to the frontier. And while a group of settlers prepare to ride out in the darkness and attempt to pick up her trail, Steve Adams has other plans. A short distance from the Broken Bow Ranch house, in remote, mysterious Sundown Valley, a hidden cave with walls of gold that glitter with light from an unknown source. A Comanche bow and Comanche arrows hang on the wall. There is Comanche war paint, Comanche garb. In a moment, Steve Adams' rancher is gone, and in his place...
Yes, sir, it is I, Straight Arrow.
Clatter of hoofs in the vast vaulted cave. An Indian war whoop that rings from the glittering rock. Out into the open gallops the great golden Palomino Fury. And riding bareback, clad in Indian garb from head to toe, Straight Arrow on the trail of justice.
How's Packy?
Straight Arrow, it's mighty dark. There ain't a speck of a moon.
We shall pick up their trail, Mahoney. We must. Up, Palomino.
Get there. Hey, hop.
Kaniwa! Curry!
night was over, and into the thick tangle of brush where Mesquite had been taken the evening before, the morning sun just barely penetrated.
You'll never get away with it, Racklin. I know where you're headed with that crew of cutthroats. You're headed for Thunder Rock.
Yeah, the boys won't relish being labeled cutthroats.
Well, what else are they? Look at them. Outlaws and renegade Indians.
Yeah. Me and Two Claws got more than just this handful. Got an eye under 50, old soul.
Where in blazes are they?
Yeah, where do you think? Halfway between here and Thunder Rock. We're riding to join them. And when the Indian chiefs and the settlers sit down with all their paint and feathers...
White man.
Eh? Eh?
Look, out over prairie.
Eh, what? Nothing out there but a couple of birds flying around.
Yeah, that's right, birds. They're frightened from nest. Who frightened them?
Eh? Yeah, never thought of it.
Grass on prairie plenty tall. Tall enough to hide horse. Tall enough to hide man if he walked beside horse.
I don't see nothing. But what's the difference? We're hid away behind this brush, and even if...
Hey, what in place is
Racklin?
The white woman?
Yeah, I see. All right, give me that.
No, I won't.
Let go.
Let go of that blasted mirror.
Hey, Two Claw. She was signaling through the brush with this mirror. Signaling to somebody.
Steady, Fury. Did you see it, Mahoney?
Keno, Straighter. That thick tangle of brush up ahead.
Flashing sunlight. The flash of a mirror.
For a second only, then it stopped. I wish them ornery birds would calm down. If there's anybody in there, they'd be wise.
That is the chance we take, Nahoney.
You reckon it was Mesquite?
Her trail led this way.
Are you certain? It was a mighty hard trail to track down. Catlett and the settlers never even seen it.
I am certain, Packy.
If it was Mesquite, then why did she stop? And maybe she's alone in there. Maybe she's tied up.
Nahoney.
All right, Cactus, Injuns in white. They busted out of the brush like a cover of your wheel.
8, 10, 13 of them, Packy.
Kino, I count the same. And they're headed the other way, Straighter. We're playing in luck. They're heading the other way, and they've got no idea there's nobody searching for Mesquite Molly at all.
Passed over the rim of the hill. Can you look back at the brush, Two Claw?
Me stand on top of horse.
Al, any sign?
No.
Are you certain? We planned this on your say-so. Left that female tied up and gagged with Farrow to stand guard. I thought you were certain there was somebody there.
Me see birds frightened. Injun know when he see birds.
I don't give a hoot about birds. You see anybody now?
No. There is...
Eh? What? What is it?
They very smart. Tall grass hardly move.
All right, who's they?
Two men. Quick. Now two horses. There is small, clear space. No way to hide.
Hey? Hey, what is it? What is it, Two Claw? Your eyes are as big as butternuts.
Palomino.
Eh?
Great Palomino. His hide shine in sunlight.
Why, bless you, I don't give a...
Franklin! Master of Palomino is straight arrow.
All right, shut up, you lily-livered coyotes.
This bad omen, very bad.
Stop that kind of language, will you?
Straight arrow, him big medicine. Backland, maybe we give up, huh? Maybe we not go to Thunder Rock.
Have you gone loco? Give up the whole shebang just on account of one red man?
But if I not, he will find out what happened from White Fall.
All right, let him find out. We're going through with it, you hear me? Now, boys, we got big plans. Wipe out 6 Indian chiefs. Wipe up the whole blasted peace powwow. Why, it'll bust things wide open. Why, they'll be shooting all along the frontier. Everybody's so blasted busy, we can raid and plunder and loot without anybody having enough time to stop us. Why, we can... Well, we're going through with it. Just like we planned. All right, follow me. By now, Straight Arrow and his sidekick are getting just about set to jump Pharaoh.
Coast is clear, Straight Air.
Yes, Mahoney. There is Mesquite, bound and gagged.
Only one varmint standing guard over.
It is well we left Fury and Paint some distance off.
Kino, we move in?
A little closer, Mahoney. Crawl forward.
Yep.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Now, Packy.
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you want? Do not worry, Mesquite.
I checked as he went down like a poleaxe steer. Never got the gun out of his holster. I'll tie him up.
No need, Packy. He will not recover for a good while.
I reckon he won't that.
Easy, Mesquite. Easy. Let me work on this gag.
I'll tie your wrist here.
That was a good plan, Mesquite. We caught the flushes from your mirror.
Oh, Mesquite, stop wriggling, will you? I can't untie this unless...
There, Mesquite. There, the gag is off.
Oh, Street Arrow and Goshen, run, run.
What?
Oh, they're wise to you, Racklin and Two Claws.
Wise? What do you mean?
Oh, they caught me signaling. They're coming back, Street Arrow. They're coming back.
Hey, what are you trying to do? All right, we got them.
Don't make them
all
around
you. Why, blast your
eyes. Oh,
all right, drop it, Red Man. Drop that bow and arrow. Drop it or we pull trigger on the female.
Very well, Racklin. You win.
Yeah, that's more like it. All right, gentle, off your horses.
All right.
And look sharp. They're slippery customers. All right, Dark, let her go, all of you. Grab him. Get a hold of him.
So easy on my arm.
Be a lot more to worry about besides that arm, mister.
It's only a scratch, Packy.
Straight Arrow. We have caught your Straight Arrow, the Comanche.
Told you we would, too, Claw, didn't I? Yeah, but what beats me is how he got on our trail in the first place.
A small boy, Racklin.
What?
Red Man's right. A little feller named Roger Catlett. He was with me when you first saw me.
Out on the prairie yesterday?
Racklin. Better we not waste time. Thunder Rock plenty far off.
Yeah, you're right, Duclos.
And what we do is Straight Arrow with this one.
I got it all figured. All right, gents. Down on the ground with them. Put them down flat.
Oh, hey, what?
Do not struggle, Nahoney. They are too many for us.
Ah, you bet your boots we are, Red Man. That's it, boys. That's it. Spread eagle. Now, I want some rope and some pegs. I want their wrists and ankles. Stake down. Good. Yeah, well, hurry it up.
I got to take off and join the rest of the boys.
Duclos. You'll stay here.
What are you fixing to do, Racklin?
Mesquite, do not bother.
It's no bother at all, Red Man. Yeah, I'll be glad to tell you, Mesquite.
Here's the rope, boss. I got to stay.
All right. You know what to do. Get busy. Yeah, Mesquite, yeah. Two Claw is going to stay here. You can be around to watch, too. He's going to build a fire around.
A fire?
That's right. A good hot fire. Hell, you got nothing to say, Straight Arrow?
I have nothing to say, Racklin.
You bet you don't. Except maybe your prayers when that fire gets to blazing.
Racklin, you and others go ahead.
Yeah, all of us. We join the rest of the gang sometime this afternoon. Come morning, we'll wipe out that peace power. Yeah, there's just one thing, though, Cooper.
What's that?
That young button Mesquite was talking about. What's his name? Roger Catlett. Too bad he ain't going to be at Thunder Rock, too. I'd wipe him out along with the rest.
I don't understand. You've hitched up the wagon. Are we going someplace?
Yes, Abby, we are. I want to prove to you, in spite of everything, that Indians can be trusted. Now get in. Come on, Roger. You get in, too.
I will, Papa. Come on. Gosh, it'll be fun. We'll see them making the peace treaty. We'll be right there at Thunder Rock.
Well, Raji's sure looking forward to that Indian powwow, isn't he? And I'll bet you boys and girls look forward to a big, hearty breakfast of Nabisco shredded wheat every morning. Already the Indian chiefs and the settlers who would sign the peace treaty were heading toward Thunder Rock. The ceremonial feathers danced in the sunlight, and the traveling horses raised thin columns of dust.
There goes one of them, Rash.
Yeah, fellow, I see. Arapaho. Reckon his chief broken nose.
Why don't we finish him off now, boss?
No, wait. Wait a minute. Don't be local. Simmer down, all of you. We don't strike till tomorrow morning. They're coming from all points of the compass, savvy.
Yes.
Get them all together. It's easier. It'll be plenty easy. There'll be no more than 25 of them at the outside. And with Straight Arrow, spread eagle back yonder.
Well, I'll be. Rashan, what is that over there? Looks like a covered wagon.
Yeah, it is. Man holding the reins. And a female and a small boy heading toward Thunder Rock. Yeah. I'll bet that kid is the one we was talking about. You recollect? Raji Catlett.
Meanwhile, back across the prairie where Straight Arrow and Packy lay spread-eagled within a circle of flame, the renegade Indian Two Claw had gone off to fetch more wood.
This blasted smoke gets in my lungs.
Straight Arrow, I wish there was something I could do for you and Packy. I wish I'd been spread-eagled there along with you.
It's my fault.
Mesquite, do not talk.
Oh, I can't help talking. They have to watch.
You do not understand. Let me do the talking before Two Claw returns. Packy, Two Claw is not noticed, but a coal from the fire has burned through one of my ropes. One arm is free. If I can only...
Quiet. Get... Here he comes.
Hey, out of the brush. Ah, Strader, it's too late.
Why you make powwow? Why you stop talk when Two Claw come? Look, me bring more wood. Plenty wood. Soon Straight Arrow is no more. Two Claw has killed him.
Two Claw, you are a coward.
What's that?
Go ahead. Step across the fire. I am helpless.
Two Claw not coward.
Are you afraid to come closer?
Two Claw not afraid. Look. I am inside the flames, Commander. I have knife.
Two Claw is a coward. He has been cast off by his tribe because he is a coward.
Be careful, I will use...
Now he runs with wolves, with coyotes, with outlaws of the desert. A coward, Two Claw. If I were not tied up...
You are tied up, and I will end you now. I will...
By the Texas, you got him straighter. Your free hand, you got him by the wrist.
My arm.
I will take that knife, Two Claw.
No, no, let go.
I will let go for this.
See?
Oh. Red man, you think. You let go his wrist and hit him on the jaw.
Hey, no, Mesquite, got him for certain. Egged him into it and caught him good. Hey, but straighter, the knife. Hey, can you reach the knife?
I don't know, Packy.
You gotta get it. We got to get loose.
I'm trying, Nahoni. It fell beyond my fingertips. I'm trying.
Late that afternoon, Racklin and his crew of 50 cutthroats were preparing night camp some distance away from Thunder Rock. The ponies were hobbled and allowed to graze. And beside the campfire, Paro suddenly shaded his eyes and peered into the flaming sunset.
Racklin, There is something over there.
Yeah, well, it's a horse that's heading this way.
Hey, gents. Keep your guns handy. Horse heading this way.
Hard to make out, staring right into the sun.
Why, Jasper, that sounds like... Well, it is. It's Two Claw.
All right, put up your guns, gents.
Racklin,
Get down off of that pony. What are you doing here? Did you finish off that red man and his partner like I told you? Or did you decide...
Right, man, let go. Straight Arrow, he's not dead.
What do you mean?
He is not dead. He fooled Two Claw. He called me coward. I strike at him with knife. He hit me.
He got away?
He's gone. When I wake up, all are gone. Straight Arrow, friend, White Claw. I find pony. I come tell you.
Are you lame-brained redskin?
Do not call me redskin.
I'll call you what I please.
No. Great Arrow, the Comanche is right. Two Claw has been coward. He has turned his face away from his people. But he coward no longer. He runs with coyotes.
Hey, Rocklin.
Well, I had to poke him. Didn't you savvy what he was building up to? He was turning against us.
He wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm more concerned about Straight Arrow being on the loose.
He did not come this way, boss.
Yeah? Or else we didn't spot him. No, gents, I'm a heap concerned. I reckon we better change our plans.
We do not wait till morning?
Yeah, we can't risk it. We'll saddle up right now. We sneak in under cover of darkness and we...
Go on, boss. You were saying...
It's odd. The flash of light off yonder there. Off that way. Flicker in there. Flash a light like... Yeah, most likely the sun shining off a rock or something.
Yeah.
All right, on the pod, gents. We attack tonight.
Now, there it is, gents, right down below us.
Yes, thank you.
Campfire's burning bright. In a circle, each one bearing the mark of a chief. A couple of white men's tents.
And there's that covered wagon.
Yeah. And they're all asleep. All right, boys. Down off your ponies.
All right.
Now, we'll leave them right here, ground hitched. We'll go in on foot. 5 men to each teepee. 5 to each tent and the wagon. I'll pull trigger first. That's the signal. Now, don't miss. Are you all set?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Boys, the prairie's gonna be ours. Be rich pickings. They'll be everything.
Hey, Rocklin, an Indian arrow. Yeah. Gold. Where did it come from?
It came from me, Farrell. From my bow.
Straight Arrow.
Bow, Fury.
What are you doing here? Where'd you hail from?
From the darkness, Racklin. It will be dark in jail also for you and your gang.
In jail? Walking in here by your lonesome making big talk? Or are you trying to buffalo?
You will not attack the teepees, Racklin. The peace treaty will be signed.
All alone and talking big. All right, boys, I've changed my mind again. I'll give you the signal right now. I'm gonna pull trigger on...
No, you don't.
No!
No, drop it. Drop the gun. Bear. And do not move, the rest of you.
Connie Wolf!
What in the world? Oh, look, 100,000 Indians. Over 100.
Look, there's Sioux, Arapahoe, Cree. Where'd they come from?
They have been here, Racklin. Crouched behind the rimrock, waiting.
Yeah, but how'd you round them up? How'd you get word to the... Sundown last night. That flash of light.
Yes, Racklin. That flash was a mirror. The same mirror that Mesquite Molly used. And it brought these braves. Close in. Take them.
Fire! All right. No,
take their guns, their knives. They go to jail. And tomorrow the peace treaty will be signed.
And so it shall be. You have smoked the pipe of peace. You have clasped hands in token of friendship.
Papa! Look, it's him! Straight out!
It sure is, son. He's talking for everybody.
A peace treaty. A sight to behold. I'm glad we came.
So am I. Awful glad. The war bars sure are pretty.
They sure are. And it's all settled, thanks to Straight Arrow. Peace all along the frontier.
The field shall remain open.
That man is talking somewhere, now be quiet.
The white man is welcome to the teepee of his brother, and the red man to the cabin. It is peace. As the snow melts after the winter, and the prairie flowers and the summer comes, so comes peace to the frontier. The long, long summer of peace.
And powerful good. That's Nabisco shredded wheat. And it all adds up to some powerful good reasons for having yourself a breakfast of those crisp golden biscuits every day in the week. Why, you're really helping yourself to power that helps you steam right along all morning when you dip your spoon in that bowl of Nabisco shredded wheat, sugar, and milk. Every spoonful helps give you more energy, vitamins, and minerals, too. And every spoonful tastes mighty appetizing. Crisp and crunchy and chock full of natural whole wheat goodness. So if you've been missing out on this swell breakfast treat, give it a try tomorrow. And from then on, always make yours Nabisco shredded wheat, the cereal that's full of power. And powerful good. And now, fellas and girls, it's time to say adios for Straight Arrow, and here to do it are Packy and Mesquite Molly.
You know, Mr. Bingman, I don't know where Steve Adams is, but we'll speak for him, won't we, Mesquite?
Packy, we sure will. We'll say so long and hope we meet again. For now, we'll be right here at the Broken Bow Ranch on the wide prairie.
You know, Mesquite, we sure enough will. Fellas and girls, we got a long summer ahead of us. Have yourself a fine summer, a Jim Dandy summer. That's what we're fixing to do, and... Hey, hold on now. Here comes Straight Arrow. Yes, sir. Here's Straight Arrow yourself.
Oh, steady, Jerry. Taos, Mahoney. Taos and Manitoua. May your summer be full of good times. And may the Great Spirit ride the trail beside you until we meet again.
Adios.
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 Have a Jim Dandy summer.
Manitoua, from all of us, and from Curie, my great Palomino, and me. Manitoua, up, Curie.
Faster, Palomino. Kaniwa!
Thrilling adventures of the Old West. Ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, Nabisco, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Say, boys and girls, there's a brand new issue of the Straight Arrow comic book just out. And it's full of exciting new Straight Arrow adventures that you won't want to miss. Get the book, issue number 15, at your newsstand tomorrow. This program came from Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site. We stream live OTR Westerns 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with putting out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. As I said, an interesting story and a very solid end to the series, if that's the end. It certainly does make me curious, and it's one of those series I'd like to hear more of. It does feel a little bit more juvenile, a little closer to Roy Rogers than, say, to Have Gun Will Travel or Fort Laramie. But it's an interesting story, and this one reflects the big idea of the importance of brotherhood and getting along rather than having a racial strife and division, which was a key idea in that post-war era. It is odd to note that both this and Roy Rogers were sponsored by cereal companies. I wonder what it was with cereal companies and westerns.
This is Andrew Rines with OTRWesterns.com, and I wanted to interject real quick. Adam left a small gap, just assuming he wanted me to go ahead and mention why. The reason why you would see westerns and cereals together is westerns were focused on kids. All but Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke was geared towards adults. Everything else was for kids. The Lone Ranger was a kid's show. Challenge Yukon, kid's show. Cisco Kid. Roy Rogers, even this episode, very geared towards kids. It may have a little bit of adult theming, but it's really geared towards kids. So that's why when you hear commercials for Post and Rice Krispies, and you hear Shot from Guns, and you hear kid actors even doing the cereal commercials, this is why. They focused on this information for kids. That's the whole point. Let's get back into Adam's comments. I just had to interject. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com, and let's get back into it.
At any rate, I won't have not a whole lot more to add, except for the comic book series, which was referenced here. And those are available at digitalcomicmuseum.com. And it's interesting to note that most of the run of Straight Arrow comics are available all the way up through issue 55. And so it's one case where the comics were basically based on the radio show, but there are more issues of the comic that survive than episodes of the radio show. So go figure. All right, well, that will do it for now. A reminder, you can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net, or you can become a Patreon sponsor, patreon.greatdetectives.net, and pledge between $2 or $30 a month to support the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio and help us launch a summer series and improve our server. A full list of available rewards and thank you gifts over at patreon.greatdetectives.net. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.